You're listening to the Time to Thrive podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and strategies from a leading marketing expert. Are you ready to move your business out of survival mode? It's time to thrive. And now, here's your host, Bethany Meadows.
Hi, everyone. This is Bethany Meadows, and in this episode, we are discussing what we can do when we feel overwhelmed as a business owner. Honestly, I'm feeling overwhelmed this week, and as a business owner, that happens to me a lot, and it probably happens to you a lot, too. And it's kind of that thing that sneaks up on you, right? You're just like sitting there being a rock star one minute, and the next minute you're like paralyzed, staring at the screen, wondering where to even start. So let's be transparent about the fact that we do get overwhelmed. Sometimes we just feel like our spouses, our kids, our employees, our customers, everybody wants a piece of us, and sometimes there's just not enough to go around. And, you know, we've all been there. I'm there right now. So you can appreciate it. So I came up with some strategies for dealing with feeling overwhelmed as a business owner. And so the first one that's on my list is delegate. And that's because I am the most guilty of trying to do everything myself. I don't know if it's ego or what it is that we feel like we're the best person to do certain things. And so it's hard for us to give it up. It's hard for us to pass that along to someone else. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't delegate, we end up dropping the ball left and right. And that's not serving anyone well. So some things can't be done. Some things just can't be done by someone else. Some things just can't because you're the business owner. But we still do a lot of things that could be done by somebody else. So, you know, coming up with that list and figuring that out, training somebody, it has taken me years to get to the point where I can give away control of some things. So I'm just being transparent. That's a challenge for me. All right. Number two, plan out your projects. If I don't have things planned out and deadlines, we're a very deadline-driven company, so if I don't have things sketched out and have dates and action lists and all of that, I definitely start to get stressed out and overwhelmed. So just kind of mapping out what you have going on, just the process of doing that sometimes can really eliminate a lot of that stress. And it gives you a timeline so you can, you know, set aside things you don't have to worry about today and just focus on what needs to happen today. Number three, learn to say no. As a mom, I have this problem. As a business owner, I have this problem. I like to say yes. I want to say yes. I like to do all the things. But the fact is, I can't do all the things. And by saying yes to things I really shouldn't be doing, I'm really saying no to things that I should be doing. So it's important to understand what I should say no to. And I think from a business perspective, determining what that looks like is asking yourself, does doing this further me towards my business goals and objectives? If it doesn't, I probably need to say no. Organize your desk. I know it looks somewhat clean back here right now, but about a week ago, it looked like a bomb had gone off in my office, and there was stuff everywhere on every surface, and I couldn't find anything, and that was stressing me out. And my assistant came in here and I was like, I've got to clean my desk because it's stressing me out that my desk is not clean and I can't find anything. And the process of reorganizing my desk in my workspace, I felt so much better. So sometimes just organizing your world goes a long way. Focus on one task at a time. I say these things to you because these are all things that I'm bad about. I'm doing 100 things at once a lot of times, and that makes me feel overwhelmed. If I can just focus. Someone said to me the other day, a tip, I guess, and I thought it was a good one, and one that I'm going to use is to have like a timer on your desk, or I guess you could use your phone, and just create blocks of time, 15 or 30 minutes, that you just turn everything off and don't answer the phone, don't answer email, don't look at anything else. Put a note on your door, do not disturb, and go 15, 30 minutes of really intense, intentional, focused time on one task. If it's an important task, you can get a lot done on 30 minutes of really focused attention. So I thought that was a good tip. Maybe you've heard of the Full Focus Planner. And one of the things that I really like about that system is the three big tasks of the day. So I like that one. I feel like if I get all three of those things done, that I've really accomplished what I set out to do that day. So I love that too. Let's see. Okay. I'm really bad about this one. I'm being really transparent. I'm telling you all the things I do wrong. Don't neglect physical and mental health. Our office is on a dead-end street, and this is kind of an ironic thing, but there's a cemetery at the end of the street, and so it's literally a dead end. Anyway, it's serious, it's a cemetery, but it's about 15 minutes for me to walk all the way down there and all the way back, and that 15 minutes can sometimes be what I need to reset my perspective for the day. If I'm feeling stressed and I can't focus and I'm distracted, 15 minute invested in a walk not only does me good physically, but it does me good mentally as well. Write it down. Get it out of your head. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's usually because it's all swirling up here. And if I can get it written down somewhere, then I feel like, okay, it's handled somewhere. I've created a list, or I've done something with that information, and it's out of my head. Because sometimes there's just too much going on up there, and I only have so much space. It's a big head, but only so much space. The next one, make time for friends and family. We can't neglect the people we love. That's why we're working in the first place, isn't it? That's what we're creating, a legacy in our business for them. So it's important that we don't neglect friends and family and keep space in our life for friendship. There's certain times in my business where I have just gotten so busy that people would call a girlfriend or whatever and say, hey, how about we meet for lunch? And I would turn them down. I'm not going to get to the end of my life and say, I'm really glad that I turned down that lunch with that friend. The value of that lunch with somebody that cares about me, that's an opportunity for me to share some things that are going on that can encourage me. So that can give me a new perspective, a fresh outlook on things. So there's value in that. Don't turn it down. Have a life. And the last thing I want to say is to just give yourself a break. Running a business is hard. So give yourself a break. And I mean that literally and figuratively. Sometimes you just got to take a break, take a vacation, talk to myself here. And sometimes you just got to go easy on yourself because it's hard. Okay. So you got this. Thank you for taking time from your day to listen to Time to Thrive.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Time to Thrive podcast, check out our other resources for business owners and entrepreneurs at timetothrivemembership.com. Running a business is more challenging than ever before. Time to Thrive is where you can get marketing training, group coaching, and community support. Visit timetothrivemembership.com to learn more.